This is John Thomas. As you know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. Just think about it. I've told you you can weigh whatever you want to weigh. Unbelievable. You certainly don't believe it because if you're listening to this, you weigh too much and you don't believe you can ever get thin. You don't want to go on a diet because that's based on deprivation. So today I'm going to talk about one of the main fallacies of being overweight. People say, I really have a good appetite. I have a great appetite, and that's why I'm fat. It's all about my appetite. Well, you know, you have to really understand what your appetite is. Does your appetite mean that you need to have a lot of food? Do you have a discriminating taste? Do you think appetite is a good thing? What do you really mean when you say you have a good appetite? Keep in mind, and don't forget this, that you made yourself fat. Nobody wants to talk about that. Everybody wants to blame fast food restaurants, menus, calories. No, that's not it. You did it to yourself. And a lot of people just say, I have a good appetite. I can't help it. Well, let's think about that because it's really fundamental to understanding what the problem is and how you can cure it and eliminate it. And I will tell you, once you get the hang of this, it is so simple. You will look back and say, how could I ever have been fat? It was the stupidest thing I ever did. I jeopardized my health, I may have ruined my life, my social life, or at least hurt it, and you really want to get rid of it. It's really, really simple, and there's no deprivation involved. Let's talk about appetite. Again, you have to focus on what eating is. Eating is simply putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's the end. That's the end of eating. There really isn't any more. Anytime you talk about eating or appetite, that's what you're talking about. Now, do you really have to have a lot of food in your system? Is that what your appetite is? Do you really need to feel full? Need to feel bloated? Need to keep putting food in your mouth? And don't use the word eating anymore. Use the word putting food in my mouth because that's really what it is. And that's all it is. There isn't anything more to it. Once you accept the fact and understand and appreciate the fact that eating is just putting food in your mouth, and your appetite means that you need a certain amount of food going through your mouth, whether it's at meals or any other time. That's all. Once you understand that, you'll say, oh my gosh, it's not a question of appetite. It's a question of how much food you believe you have to put in your mouth. If you're 30 or 40 or 100 pounds overweight, do you really want that food in your system? I mean, putting all that food in your system is what's making you unhappy. It's what's ruining your life. And you want to get rid of it. You want to be healthier. People are saying, you go on this diet, go on that diet. Diets aren't going to work. Now, all diets, I will tell you, are fine if they reduce the number of calories you put in your system. But the fact is that you can't do it. And almost nobody else can either. The number of people, the percentage of people who actually lose weight permanently on a diet, got to be, 3, 4, 5% tops. You can't figure out the names of more than five people who have permanently lost weight, not losing 10 pounds to gain it back, permanently. Once you grasp, and it's really simple, the notion and the fact that your appetite is just another way of expressing that you have to put a lot of food in your mouth. Once you understand that, it'll all become clear. Now you may say, John, how do I stop it? How do I stop it? And I'm telling you, I will be thrilled to tell you, listen to my podcast and remember, it's free. I do not want a penny of your money. Nothing. Keep it. Go celebrate after you become a person who weighs a different weight. Let's say you weigh 250 pounds. You want to weigh 200 or 180. It's really simple. It is not based on deprivation. Because what you're going to eliminate is the need you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth. You can't imagine that today because you think it's crazy because it's all you know. It's like who you are. It's your identity. You're a person with a really good appetite. Your appetite for food is terrific. It's discriminating. You're thrilled to sit down at a table and see all the different food they have on the table. And you can't wait, and this is the phrase I'm going to use, to put the food in your mouth. Remember, you don't want it in your system unless you enjoy feeling bloated. You don't want to feel bloated. That's crazy. So why do you want it in your mouth? That's your appetite. Your appetite is nothing more than another way of you saying, I need to have all that food in my mouth. Once you grasp that, it's really simple. Everything becomes so clear. All this business about dieting is ridiculous. Why? Because all diets are based on what people perceive to be deprivation. They say, well, you need enough willpower. Baloney. Willpower will never overcome an emotional need. As long as you feel an emotional need to keep putting all that food in your mouth, you're never going to weigh less. How could you? Think about it. You can't overcome an emotional need with willpower for any length of time. So when you talk about your appetite, really think about what you're talking about. I tell you, folks, this is so simple and no fundamental. Everybody wants to talk about the symptom. The symptom is you're fat. They want you to eliminate the symptom. They want you to weigh less. Nobody is addressing the problem. They want to tax soft drinks in vending machines, or they want to tax fatty foods. Ridiculous. Will it accomplish anything? No. You will find another way, other foods, to satisfy your emotional needs, which is fundamentally all it is. Look, try it. Just go over it with yourself. The most difficult part of this thing, or the trickiest one, is telling yourself the truth. You have to admit to yourself, and you will, these are emotional problems, emotional needs that you are trying to fulfill, and stop from feeling bad. When you're anxious, you put food in your mouth. When you have a good appetite, you're saying, man, I can put so much food in my mouth, because you don't want it in your system. Distinguish between the two. It's really simple. This is John Thomas. Keep listening to my podcast. You'll get the hang of it, and you'll be able to live at any weight you choose. Goodbye.